This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hours away from taking office, President-elect Joe Biden plans to issue several executive orders after taking the oath of office. More from AP's Sagar Magar.
Among other things, Biden will reverse President Trump's bid to leave the Paris Climate Accord and cancel his travel ban on visitors from several predominantly Muslim countries. He's also planning a major reversal of Trump immigration policies, aiming to release a sweeping bill today with the goal of giving an 8-year path to citizenship for some 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status.
That was AP's Sagar Magani. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Donald Trump provoked the Capitol siege. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
It was a remarkable statement from the Senate Republican leader.
The mob was fed lies.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid blame on President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell's remarks came on Trump's last full day in office. And as St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri notes, in advance of a second Senate impeachment trial for Trump.
My guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hands.
The House impeached Trump last week on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump bid farewell in a video address from the White House Tuesday, saying he took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what he was elected to do. Closing out his presidency, Mr. Trump leaves behind a polarized America where thousands are dying daily from the COVID-19 pandemic. The economy is badly damaged and political violence has surged. This is VOA News. U.S. Army National Guard and Secret Service remain on duty in Washington, D.C., with hours remaining before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in as the 46th president. Much of downtown D.C. remains a ghost town, with dozens of roads blocked off and security checkpoints and armed police and troops on standby. Law enforcement officials have warned of threats and armed groups in all 50 states. The head of the World Health Organization welcomed an EU proposal Wednesday to negotiate a global treaty on pandemic preparedness as a way to guarantee countries' political commitment to fighting future disease outbreaks. The endorsement by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus came at the end of a 3-day debate at the WHO's executive board, at which the agency's initial response to the coronavirus outbreak came under criticism. A report by an independent panel faulted China for being slow to apply public health measures, and the WHO for waiting too long to declare an emergency. 1.6 million residents were banned from leaving Beijing Wednesday as two COVID-19 cases linked to a new UK virus variant were found in the Chinese capital. China has lauded its response to the pandemic, which emerged in the central city of Wuhan just over a year ago, but has been broadly brought to heel, officially killing fewer than 5,000 Chinese people. Authorities have been swift to stamp out local clusters of cases with lockdowns, mass testing regimens, and travel restrictions. With the Lunar New Year holiday looming, officials had been keen to avoid an outbreak in Beijing, the heart of political power. China's highest-profile entrepreneur, e-commerce billionaire Jack Ma, has appeared in a video posted online, ending a 2.5-month disappearance from public view that prompted speculation about his status and his business empire's future. In the 50-second video, Ma congratulated teachers supported by his charitable foundation and made no mention of his absence from public view and scrutiny of his Alibaba group and art group by regulators. Israel has invited tenders for 2,500 new settler homes in annexed East Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank, a watchdog group said Wednesday, hours before Joe Biden swearing in as U.S. president. Israel approved 780 new settler homes in the West Bank Sunday, ahead of a March general election in which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to face a fierce challenge from the right from pro-settler candidate Gideon Saar. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.